Welcome to this week's episode of Inside the Huddle Podcast on 91.1 WEDM. Make sure you stay tuned in because in the next few seconds we will start nothing but Inside the Scoop action of Warren Central Sports on the sports voice of your Warren Central Warriors, 91.1 WEDM.
Welcome to another special edition of the Inside the Huddle Podcast. I am Jameson, and today I have a special member of the boys' varsity basketball team, Sean. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Now, you guys are 8-1 on the season so far. You know, some people are sleeping on you guys, saying you guys haven't played anybody good. How you feel about statements like that?
People just talk. They talk for. I don't listen to that. We can't listen to that. Just continue to do what we do. We play wherever we play, and just know we got to push through that team that time we play them. So yeah.
Now you are known for being one of the most electric players on the team. You know, how does that get you in the rhythm every night?
Just go by me. Like if I'm not hype or like energized during the game, I don't feel like I can't play the game right. So just me being energized and have getting my team. I mean, also just me being energized gets my team energized, and that just helps us go on a roll. So I just think that, yeah, just me being electrified and, I don't know, it just helps me play the game better.
Now, from a basketball standpoint, for people who might not know you personally, what is one thing you want people to take away from your game off the court?
I want people to take away from my game, probably my leadership. I go on the court, and I lead my team. I lead my team very well. I tell them where the plays and where they go and different things like that. And also probably my vision and my passing. Yeah, vision and passing on the court also. I say that too.
All right, so let's take it back. So over the summer, I know you probably play AAU like most basketball players. How did those summer AAU games and practices help lead to the season that you had coming into right now?
See, after we lost last year and going into AAU, I knew from the jump then that I had to come in with some this year with some fire and just prove everybody wrong. They thought I couldn't do it. So all that work in the gym and in the AAU games, going to the tournaments from the college coaches, just showing them what I can do. I just think it just helped me to where I am now and what I'm producing on the court.
Now, in the beginning of the season, what were some skills that you wanted to improve upon, and how is that correlated now being 8-0 in the season?
My jump shot, that was the number one thing I wanted to improve, especially since I'm a small guard. Wanted to improve my jump shot, and this season is definitely shown, and the stats and the numbers are definitely improved in jump. So, yeah, that was my thing coming into the season, improve my jump shot.
Well, you certainly have, you know, being the second leading scorer on the team behind, you know, your buddy Malik. You know, I know you guys go back and forth at it in practice. Mm-hmm. You know, how does being with another guard like Malik help you as a better player?
It helps me because in practice and things like that in games, like I take things from what I see him do, and I also can probably mix it into my game. And I think also we just feed off each other and like we take each other's moves, like we study each other, stuff like that. So I think me playing with him, it helps me also be a better player because knowing that he also can score and do many things I can do, and I also can do a lot of things that he can't do and stuff like that. I think it just helps both of us, and
Now, tonight you guys play the LN Wildcats. They are 8-0 as well. You know, being number one, this is one of the first times, you know, you guys have been the underdogs in a long time. You know, what kind of chip does that put on you guys' shoulder?
It's a big chip. It's honestly like, nobody expects us to win this game. And in our eyes, we've been working all week, really the whole past 2 weeks, getting ready for this game right here. Because we already know the state's not believing us and none of that. You know, them being the number one team, it's just we're going to have to come in the game focused, locked in, and hopefully just play our game. And you always just got to play our game and be focused and just play hard.
Now, you touched on it a little bit, but what are some things you guys can do in game to, you know, not only take the ball away from Tony, but the rest of the LN team?
Well, offensive end, just take smart shots. Just make sure you take smart shots and things like that. And, you know, pass the ball, a whole bunch of swings. No, nobody being selfish. Everybody playing as a team. And on the defensive end, just make sure we stand for our man. Make sure we got help side in the paint, things like that. And make sure you play hands-up defense, things like that. Just little things like that can help us win.
Now, what are some things you have to do as a teammate to help get other players in the game? Because, you know, sometimes you can get frustrated. It causes you to get out of your game. And, you know, not everybody can be as hype as you on the court. So what are some things you got to do to help get everybody else involved?
Just talk to my teammates at all times. Make sure me being a leader and me being a leader on the court, I got to talk to them, make sure they're in it, make sure their head's in it. Because I know sometimes my head might not be in all the time. But I also got to tell myself that if I want to be the leader of this team, I also got to make sure they're good and make sure everybody's good. And so we rock and rolling on the court.
Now, with 2/3 of the season remaining, what is, you know, your current season goal and how far are you away from accomplishing that?
Current season goal is to continue to get wins and hopefully get a good seating when it comes to sectionals. Just play as a team, as together and things like that. Hopefully accomplish that type of stuff.
Now, you spoke a little bit on sectionals. If the season could go your way right now, who is the number one team you would want to face in sectionals and why?
It's two teams in our sectionals, actually, LC and LN. I mean, I consider one of the two of the best teams in the state, so you obviously want to play. I always want to play the best teams, so I say both of them. Yeah.
All right. Well, now thank you for speaking with me this week. You're listening to the Inside the Huddle podcast.
It is Xavier, and this is my first time on the Inside the Huddle podcast, so hopefully you guys enjoy. There'll be plenty of more to come, but with me for this podcast, I have the one and only Alexander Hernandez. Introduce yourself, Alex.
Hi, guys. I play football. I wrestle weight class 220, occasionally heavyweight, and yeah.
Yes, and even though he is a multi-sport athlete, maybe might do track this year. He doesn't know yet. This interview is going to be based on his wrestling performance. How deep are you guys into the wrestling season?
Pretty deep. Almost time for individual state run. We still have to wrestle Mick, okay, Avon, and then it's go time.
All right. Tell me a little about Mick.
Mick,
and your specific weight class.
In my specific weight class? Yeah. Okay. Mick, it's looking like I'm the number one seed. So as long as I go out there and I do what I'm coached to do and do it to the best of my ability, I should be a Mick champ. I know I'm pretty upset. For senior night, I couldn't wrestle due to spraining a ligament in my elbow at team state. Okay. So I couldn't wrestle, but I've seen the Carmel dude wrestle a few times, and they think he's going to be calm, but right. I'm just doing my thing.
So to you, that's like your only big competition to you, Carmel?
Supposedly. I'm going to just go out there. I'm going to do my thing.
How's the injury holding up now?
It feels good. The arm, the elbow feels good, but yeah. Once I actually like start getting into my movement or applying pressure, it starts feeling a little off.
Yeah. And Mick is individual or is that team?
Mick, it goes by individual. You wrestle individual, it's not duels. Okay. But you try to, the way you win Mick as a team is try to get
the most wins in each weight class?
Yes.
All right.
So
I think you guys can walk away with that?
Yes. Yes. Sure. Yes.
What team wise, who would you be worried about, like whole team, other schools?
Carmel? Yes. Okay. Just because last night it was, I think the score was 31-26, and there were at least four guys out of the lineup. So I mean, I'm not really too worried about them, but at the same time, they almost gave us a scare last night.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you had a dual match against Carmel?
Yes, yesterday.
And then, out of the dual meets, how many have worn one?
We lost to Cathedral earlier in the season. We lost 3 1-point matches in that. So if we win two of those, we win. And we lost to Cathedral at Team State, and we also were robbed from third place at Team State by Brownsburg. Reps are horrible, but you know what? It is what it is.
Yeah, something you can always bounce back from. Yes. Bad reps, you know, you're not going to come across that a lot, but hopefully it's just something you don't have to deal with as little as possible. So far as this wrestling season goes, I know Warren Are there any wrestlers that's kind of like surprised you on the Warren team?
Surprised me? Yeah. Macrius Wilburn. What's it called? He's improved a lot.
He's a
junior. He's a junior. Okay. I believe he wrestles 113.
Okay.
You know, if you're not above 182, I don't really pay attention that much.
Yeah.
But he's one, I believe he's 113. But he's put in a lot of work. He didn't like where he was at. So he practiced, kept practicing. He's getting a lot better. He really surprised a lot of guys this season.
Okay. You think he'll do good at MIG?
Yes, I think he'll do good. I think a lot of our guys will do good just because we're trained to go. We have that dog mentality, and we just don't stop. We always find if we get a takedown, we look for backs.
Yep.
We do whatever we do, and we win.
All right. So I know last year you were kind of disappointed you didn't make it to state.
Last year I didn't even make it in the lineup, man.
You didn't? Yeah. No, I remember you being pretty mad about that, but hopefully it's going to turn around this year.
I mean, first step was to make it on the lineup. I'm in the lineup now, so yes. I'm excited. I'm excited for this state run.
Okay. And you said, what's the next couple of meets up? Just Mick and then sectionals?
It's Mick, then I believe Russell Avon away, and then it's sectionals, man.
Okay. How do you think the Avon meet's going to go?
Avon has a pretty tough schedule, but Avon's not who they used to be. I will say that.
Excellent.
We saw Avon at Cathedral Super 6, and we did our thing there. So what I expect us to do is do it again.
Okay, what's your wrestling record?
My wrestling record? Dang, I didn't even keep track.
Oh, no. I would just say this season.
This season? I haven't kept track. All I know is I have 4 losses. I lost to the North Central 220. When I first made 220, I had to like lose 7 pounds in an hour.
Dang.
So I was pretty drained. But I wrestled him twice since then. Beat him 8-2 the second time and 14-3 the first time. So it just shows I keep improving. I'm still waiting to actually get a rematch with Cathedral's 220. That's the match I injured my elbow, so I had an injury default.
Dang.
And
think you would have won that?
Yes, I was up 3-1 before it happened.
Yeah.
Deshaun Young from Franklin Central. It was a 1-point match at Marion County for first. I should see him literally sectionals, regionals, and semi-state. So
I think you're gonna have a tough road to get to state.
Tough road. I think that there's not a lot of 220s that have my speed and strength.
Yeah.
I do struggle with a little technique, I will admit that. But I've noticed that a lot of guys, I mean, I get the first takedown or something like that, but I just keep going and I tend to break guys mentally. So, I mean, of course it's going to be hard. Yeah. I just got to.
Any state run for almost any team in Indiana, especially with wrestling, it sounds I would say in football up north, it could be an easier road for some school. For some schools, it could be an easier road, but in wrestling, I feel like it's a completely different
sport.
It's so spread out.
I know in other states, if you lose your first round in semi-state, you can wrestle back. But here, not semi-state, maybe sectional. I don't remember which one. But here, if you lose, you're done. Yeah, you don't have any chance.
Yeah, kind of makes you just want it more, work a little harder.
Yeah,
just make sure you don't. Or you probably have that in the back of your mind, like, yo, this is my only shot at this.
Yeah.
You mentioned your weight earlier and coming off the football thing. Is it tough for a guy like you? Do you stay the same weight throughout football?
No.
So how much would you say you're in football season?
I was around 260 during football.
260?
Yes.
It's tough for you to shave that weight.
I'm fat, so I float off. I sweat a lot and all. I think it took me a week just to get down to 220.
Yeah.
But, I mean, coming towards the end of the season, I knew I had to, like, start eating smarter. I knew I had to, like, stop going out and eating so much.
Yeah.
So you just got to watch yourself, and once you, like, after a week in the wrestling room, you just get back into it.
Yeah. Kind of just
Naturally
comes.
Starting the season, I was heavyweight. just because our heavyweight Dennis Hubbard, he was injured, so he couldn't wrestle. So I had time to make 220. That's what really helped me a lot.
You see, college wrestling.
College. A lot of people ask me if I'm gonna do football or wrestling, and I tell them.
Yeah, I saw on your Twitter that you were posting a lot of football stuff from. I can't remember who you got accepted or who offer, who got you offered.
I have an offer from Hanover, Elmhurst, and down in Illinois. I have one from.
Is it you with Concordia?
No, that's TJ Simmons, yep. The field general.
Yeah.
I also have one from Lake Erie, and I think I'm missing one for football. But for wrestling, I have this new program. It's D3. It's in Iowa. It's called Iowa Wesleyan University. And I'm excited for it because if I choose to go there, it's a new program, so meaning I could start like a new legacy.
Yeah, totally fresh.
Yes, but I know I had this D2 school looking at me from Arkansas
and for wrestling.
Okay. And let's just say if I get another wrestling school to offer me for heavyweight, I'm definitely doing that. But yeah. I'm still undecided.
Yeah. All right, so with the season almost coming to an end, or your regular season heading into the postseason, what do you think your mentality is going to be heading into it?
My mentality,
or overall the team mentality, because I know it's tough. Do you have any younger classmen who might make it on the state run?
Jawan Anderson, he is a 145 pounder. He's a junior. David Pearson, Javion Ross.
Yeah.
We have a lot of good underclassmen.
Okay.
Also, me individually, last year at sectionals, I saw a lot of guys that I wrestled and beat them before, but I wasn't there wrestling them.
Yeah, so it's kind of like
that. Yeah, that day.
Like you're gonna beat
them. Yeah, that day it changed a lot in my mind.
Yeah.
And me and my coach had a talk, and whenever something's going hard, he reminds me of the day, and it was January 26th. And I saw my friends succeeding, and I wasn't mad that they were succeeding. I was mad at myself because I wasn't succeeding with them. Yeah. So I changed the way I worked out. I changed the way I looked at things, and I started having confidence in myself. And after that, everything started changing for me.
All right. Thank you. You heard it here first from Alexander Hernandez. He's coming back this season on the postseason run with the Vengeance. So be sure to go out to some of those meets. Check him out. Make it to Mick, Avon, sectionals after that. So, yeah, good luck to you and the rest of your postseason. Anything you want to say before you leave?
Catch me at Bangers Life February 22nd.
Yes, sir. He's dedicated. Thank you. That was another episode or another segment of the Inside the Huddle podcast with Xavier.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Inside the Huddle. Make sure to tune in next week for the next episode only on 91.1 WEDM.